First, UW-Milwaukee is celebrating the 40th anniversary of the American Geographical Society Library coming to the school. The collection, made up of more than 1.3 million items, including maps, atlases, and books, is the second largest collection of maps in the country. Materials include a map showing what a European mapmaker thought the world looked like back in 1452, along with charts signed and used by aviator Charles Lindbergh. Marcy Bidney is the Assistant Director of Libraries at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She's also the Curator of the American Geographical Society Library. Marcy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, how did this collection come to be housed at UW-Milwaukee?
It's a long story, but I'm going to try to give you the short version. The short version being that the American Geographical Society, which is a professional organization that still exists today, built this really fantastic collection starting in 1852. And just about in the late 1960s, early 1970s, they understood that they weren't going to be able to provide a proper house for it anymore. And so they did a national search for a place to relocate the entire library. UWM put their name in the hat for the running to be the place for the library to come. And we won, I guess, yeah.
So well over a million items in this collection. Can you give us a sense of the range of what's in there?
We have approximately somewhere around 550,000 maps in the collection, somewhere in, on the verge of 625,000 images in our photo collection. And then the rest of the bulk of the collection is made up of atlases, globes. We've got about 220 globes, books, journals, and all covering a variety of topics related to geography, travel and exploration, history of cartography, history of science, history of photography, you name it, we've got it.
And this goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, spans the globe, and has lots of local material in it too, right?
Correct.
So talk about, let's start at the old end. We've got a 1452 a map of the, well, I guess the known world at the time, known from Europe. Can you talk about the oldest part of the collection?
Yeah, it's so the oldest piece, you're right, is from 1452. It is a map of the world. And though we're on radio, I can describe that when you're looking at this map of the world, it doesn't really look like a map of the world as we are used to seeing maps of the world today. It was done by a cartographer named Giovanni Liardo, who was Venetian. And there are three of his maps left in the world, and we've got one of them. The other two live in libraries in Italy, in northern Italy. It's a beautiful map. It's more than 500 years old. It's in incredibly good condition. We have it framed in the collection, and anybody who wants to come into the library to take a look at it is welcome to do so.
Yeah, can you talk about, I want to talk about research in a minute, but for the public, I assume we can't go paw through the entire collection ourselves, but what kind of stuff could we see there?
You can't come in necessarily, like you said, paw through the collection, but we encourage the public to come in to use the collection. We are a public institution, so funded by the state of Wisconsin, so we are open to the public, and a lot of people come to use the collection for genealogy research. We host researchers from universities from around the world to come to the collection to do their research on whatever topic they are researching, and you can come in if you're looking for a map of a particular place. You can come and say, hey, I'd like to see a map of Warsaw, Poland, and we will pull out some maps of Warsaw, Poland, and you can take a look at them.
I understand. I hadn't heard of these. We did an interview with somebody who talked about researching old buildings as part of genealogy often, and there are these fire insurance company maps.
Yeah.
They kept really good maps, and you've got a lot of them. What kind of things do you have, and what do people do with those?
Yeah, so the Sanborn fire insurance maps are a really important piece of our collection, particularly for Milwaukee history. We have the Milwaukee Sanborn maps from the mid-1800s up through the early 1900s. And the Sanborn Fire Insurance Company is exactly what it sounds like. It was a fire insurance company. So if you are a fire insurance company, you provide fire insurance. And so what you need to know is a lot of information about the buildings in a particular place. You need to know what they're made out of, how tall they are, where there are windows, where there are doors. Are there other sorts of exits like a balcony with some steps? You need to know what's happening in that particular building. Is it a residential building? Is it some sort of manufacturing? Is it a store? And so the Sanborn company mapped towns across the United States at this level of detail and over time. So they're really important for people doing genealogy because we can see who, in many cases, see who lived at a particular address. We can see where manufacturing was in early Milwaukee. We can see they're fun to look at because we can see certain older parts of the city where things have been torn down and rebuilt over, and you can see that. One of our graduate students just created a web map, and you can find it on our website online, where the Sanborn maps, the old maps, are overlaid on what we call a web map, so sort of a Google map interface.
Oh, cool.
And you can search by address, and right now we only have the 1910 maps up, but you can search by address, and you can then use a slider to change the opacity of the maps, and you can see through the old map to the new web map and see what's there now and compare what used to be and what used to be in Milwaukee in 1910 and what is there now. And it's really a fantastic app. The other really important role it plays for Milwaukee history is it gives us the old street information. So in 1935, Milwaukee changed a lot of their street names, and it's always a challenge when you're doing historical research for the city, because you have to remember that that happened. And then you have to do some kind of translation like, this place used to be this on this street, and now it's this street. And so you have to kind of remember that. And having it online as a web map is a really great way for everybody in Milwaukee to be able to figure those things out more easily.
Talking to Marcy Bidney with the UW-Milwaukee Libraries, curator of the American Geographical Society Library, this huge collection of maps, atlases, images, and more. Marcy, a lot of this is online. I was just poking around, and it could get dangerous. I almost spent too much time poking around on the digital collection. Can you talk about what's up there?
We have a range of items available in our digital collection, and we're adding to it on a daily basis. We have, I think, around 10 to 12,000 maps uploaded into our digital collections. And we don't have a particular focus as far as the map collection is concerned. We try to do a range of places around the world. If there's some hot topic going on in the world and we have maps that are related to that particular topic, we'll try to get them up. And then the bulk of our digital collections really is our photographs. And mainly because our photograph collection isn't actually print photographs. It's really the film negatives. So in order to make them usable as images, we have to digitize them so that then we can have actual, like we can see what the image is without having to use a nitrate negative or a glass plate negative. So in the early 2000s, we had some grant funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities that allowed us to digitize around 100,000 of those images. We have about 80,000 of them online, and ranging in time frames from the late 1800s up through, I'd probably say, like about the 1970s right now. And we're also adding photos to the digital collections on a daily basis.
Now, Marcy, this is probably a really unfair question, but do you have a favorite map or series of maps in the collection?
It is an unfair question, but I get asked that question all the time. And we try not to have favorites, but it's really difficult. And it's actually really difficult to have favorites because there are so many maps in the collection, so to pick one is really difficult. But for the last couple of years, I do have one set of maps, actually, that is my favorite. And it's a set of what we call wind and current charts, and it sounds totally unsexy as far as maps are concerned. But the maps show the wind and current directions on the oceans around the world. And they're my favorite because they were made in the 1850s, and it was the first time that that information was visualized. And they were created by a cartographer, naval guy, oceanographer named Matthew Fontaine Maury. And he gathered the data by reading through thousands of naval ship logs. So just read, recorded the information, and then mapped it. And he did all of that with his brain and some paper without a computer and made some really fantastic maps. And it really contributed to improving navigation around the world. And particularly, it cut the sailing time across the Atlantic in half.
Wow.
Yeah, because the sailors were, you know, they always had a general idea of where the wind and currents were, but when you can be exact and know where you're going to pick it up and what season the wind is going to blow in a particular direction, you can hop on that current real fast, and it's going to speed up your time across the ocean. So they're really just a fascinating set of maps. And I think for me, it's really the science behind them that keeps me going back and looking at them and just being amazed.
Well, and very briefly, that sense of historical connection with the person on the other end of the map, the person who made it.
Yeah, right. And he was a pretty incredible guy. He's also considered the father of oceanography, so really started the study of the oceans around the world. So really a fantastically interesting human being.
We'll leave it there. Marcy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
That's Marcy Bidney, Assistant Director of Libraries at UW-Milwaukee, also Curator of the American Geographical Society Library, the second largest collection of maps in the country, housed at UW-Milwaukee.